pay close heed to my every word.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 385. I'm Matt Terrison.
Josh Lingle.
Clay Inferno.
385. A nice number, as Clay
A nice number.
That's a nice number.
385.
Clay in his blue boots.
Yeah. Hey, look at those number over there.
Getting shoved down the hall. We were talking a little bit about poor Clay. And Josh, you wore
poor
a lot
Clay.
Of colorful. Well, not poor Clay. Because I got.
That's what you said, but you just started the podcast about that.
Well,
like, what happened to Clay? I'm fine. I got a clean bill of health from the doctor today for my broken arm.
Oh, good.
I'm all in the clear.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to start suing the bastard.
Fuck that guy. You should pretend you're still hurt.
Poor Clay.
Well, that's not. You should also sue that bastard who picked on you in high school because you had blue dots.
That's right. And like I said, they weren't even mine. They were like, I borrowed them because it was like, yeah, it's cool to have Doc Martens.
Well, it was. I don't know. Josh, though, I don't want to, you know, call you out, but you often wear colorful footwear.
I do.
So did you have any blue?
Let's see. I've got all sorts of different colors of stuff.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't even have brought this up. This is like a can of worms.
As for Doc Martens, I think I had black, brown. I might have had a pair. No, I had a pair of red ones that were like really cool, like wine red. Those were like my Superman ones.
Wow, red Doc. I actually, you know, I had a pair of black Doc Martens, and they got sort of. I wore them so often that they got kind of worn, and so they. You know, started to wear, and I would color in the worn out in like blue or red. So I technically only had black ones, but I made them different colors. I don't know. I remember one time Kirsten, because I don't want to call out Kirsten either, but she's colorblind.
You are just calling people out left and right.
I know, wow. Left and right.
Poor Clay. Oh, colorblind.
Well, Kirsten
person.
Is colorblind, and she didn't know that you had pink. Converse All-Stars.
Well, that's funny. That was the first time I knew that she didn't. I mean, I knew she was colorblind, but I didn't know she realized they were pink. And
she's like, "What? Red. You have pink shoes?" I just thought that was a funny moment there.
Those are my favorite shoes, and I think I wore them out. I ended up having to throw them away because they were just like beat, and like I still look for them every once in a while. Like I go to eBay and I'm like, "Are they there? Are they there? No, nobody has them anymore."
Such is the life of shoes. Let's face it. I mean, you wear them, and you eventually you kind of have to throw them away. I mean, right? I mean, it's the life of my shoes anyway. I don't know what other people do with their shoes, but I wear them out and I throw them away. That's how it works.
I've got a lot, and I cycle through them so they don't get worn out nearly as much as if I just had like a pair or two. You know,
podcasts are great, aren't they? Welcome back, Josh.
Hey!
Here we are talking about shoes. Anyways, welcome. We've been off for a few weeks, and this is what we got coming back.
Shoes.
Welcome. Colorful shoes. Colorful footwear.
Shoecast.
Anyways, but we've had an eventful couple weeks. It's not that we've just been lazing about. Clay and I were, we did Comic-Con, or... I should say Fan Expo. I don't know what the hell it's called anymore. But
Fan Expo.
Clay, wasn't that fun?
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Sorry. Pour one out here.
Ooh, cracking one open.
Cracking one open. It's evening podcast. This is what we do in evening podcasts. I have a beer. So, it was fun. I hadn't been in a few years, actually. And I hadn't been as just someone who walked around, although we were press and we were there on an official capacity. Clay and I did a panel with our buddy Ken Reed, of course, former podcast guest, and a new friend, oh, I hope, friend of the podcast, Dr. Rebecca Housel, the pop culture professor.
So yeah, she was a lot of fun. That was great. Yeah, great panel. Hey.
Yeah, good times. We did a the arc of the comic book movie. So we will, we should be able to get that audio for you as soon as possible.
I bought the same thing that that Ken has to record podcasts, just so I'll have it.
Is it a little Zoom?
It's a Zoom, Zoom recorder.
But yeah.
This thing is beat to shit, man. It's what? I got it off eBay, and it's like real beat up. Just it probably like works fine, but it's definitely not in excellent condition.
Oh. At least you didn't. I hope they explained that it wasn't in excellent condition.
Yeah, like, I mean, I got the cheapest like version.
Oh,
there's like
cool.
A thousand of them on there, and I was just like, "Ah, this one's cheap and used, so it works fine."
Yeah, I mean, Ultimate Derrison used to use those kinds of things. I don't think. I mean, hey, if you want good quality, you got to spend the money. But
want good quality?
Well, I'm sure it's. I'm sure it works just as good as Ken's, but it just doesn't look that good.
No, well, beat up. Nobody sees that. Nobody. It's audio. It's an audio. You know.
That's true. Need,
nobody cares what the your Zoom
but
recorder looks like.
If you were to open it, you, like I did, you would be very surprised. I was like, oh, so that's what it looks like. So that's how it is in their family. They don't take care of their electronics. It's like they dropped it a few times.
It's probably what happened. They bought a new one, and they want to get a little bit for their old one. And
yeah.
It's probably some freelance AV guy, which I've been running into.
You know, like,
it's kind
the
of funny.
Old... The old USB that's like USB mini, but it's like a little square. Like the thing that you plug in is like square. Like the new ones now are like,
yeah.
Are like kind of smooth.
Yeah.
But this one is like, well, I had to buy a special old USB cable. I typed in old USB cable into Amazon and it came up.
Wow. All right. Boy, this is the quality of the league. This is how we do things.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, but
good enough for rock and roll. But that was a fun panel.
It was a fun panel. We got some good questions, you know, from the crowd. We had Boston Sci-Fi was helping out too. Special shout out to Tishna from Boston Sci-Fi podcast.
And Garen, thanks a lot. Yeah. They were the ones that actually asked us to be on the panel. So we have them to thank for our first live show. So thanks to you if you were there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to get the temperature of the audience, what people are really like. There was a lot of talk, of course. This is always sort of the talk these days. Is like, oh, well, you know, comic book movies that have, you know, non-whites and stuff like that. It's kind of, oh, obviously diversity is a big topic and everything. But yeah, it's still fun. I mean, hey, it's tough for white guys to answer that question, but representation in movies is very important. So, what do you want? That we're a podcast. We're white guys. This is what most podcasts are.
Yeah,
you're right in there.
And our guest was another white guy.
Sorry, Ken.
Ken did a lot of talking. I'm glad that he was.
Ken likes the Ken's got his opinions. I have opinions as well, but you know we let Ken handle a lot of that because he's a pro at this.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
He does Comic-Cons every weekend, for Christ's sakes. We get asked to do one in the 10 years we've been doing it.
Well, I mean, Clay, you have done a lot of panels.
I have done a few panels, yes.
Yes.
But it's better. I'd rather only do just league panels.
Oh, well, thank you. It was very fun, though. You know what, though? We also went around just as regular folk, which I hadn't done in a long time at a Comic-Con.
And at the other panels, I got to say that it's not like there was like we had a line out the door or anything, but like of the panels that I went to, ours had like a lot of people at it. And I was pretty stoked about that. Because we went to some other panels and we were like, oh, there's like nobody. You like walk in, you like try to be quiet with the door.
Right. Like,
the two people that are in the panel that aren't
on
the stage, like, turn around and look at you. They're like, oh, hi. I'm just going to sit right here.
I want to talk about that for a second, because one of my favorite comic book people, Mark Silvestri, not favorite like we're buddies, but I like his work
great.
A lot. And he had almost nobody at his panel. And he was like, hey, come on down to my table and, you know what I mean? Like, say hi. Shoot like, I mean, shit, he was just a regular dude. Like, and I love his work, and I've always appreciated. I mean, all right, I don't want to sound like a snob here, but like his Image stuff was really good, and it actually came out on time relatively compared to some of the other Image guys that were doing stuff. I mean, like, Todd McFarlane didn't even show until like late Sunday afternoon. I'm sure he had his reasons. I don't want to be, you know.
Yeah, he's like a featured guest.
Casting aspersions, right? And here he is, like people are there.
You know what I mean?
And they're like,
Stephen Amell was there.
That's right. And like, you know, I don't know why. I mean, I know why, because people love Spider-Man and they love Tom McFarlane, and he's still fucking making money. He's still drawing covers. He's drawing his cover for Spawn 300, which is coming out soonish, I guess, or whatever. Yeah. And he's still drawing like Spider-Man looking variants of Spawn, and I don't know. I haven't cared about Spawn since like issue 3. You tell me 300 is coming out and we're supposed to care about this? Meanwhile, yeah, Mark's, I mean,
it's cool. It's still cool, I man.
Spawn back in the day, but yeah, like issue like maybe 3 or 4.
Right. Mark Silvestri has been working in comics all of this time and nobody cares.
Well, he's also, he's like top cow guy too, Silvestri.
Yes. Yes.
He's like kind of running his business. Todd's got his toy business. You know, they're all businessmen.
I know, but Silvestri has been working in comics. I don't want to get all.
They both have been working in comics, though.
McFarlane has not been working in comics all that much. And I mean, Silvestri has been doing work. Like, he's
underrated, for sure. People don't talk about his shit. It's awesome.
No, so, it is.
This was one of my favorite comics.
It was. Mine, too.
Oh,
mine
so too. Good.
So good. And, like, they do this Top Cow, like, what do they call that thing where they... the
talent search?
Yes, thank you, the talent search. And, like, you know, he's trying to give on to the next generation or whatever, and McFarlane's just like... yeah, I'm just going to sit over here and count my toy money and buy Mark McGuire's baseball, which nobody gives a shit about anymore.
Wow, you're somehow turned complimenting Mark Silvestri into, like, attacking Tom McFarlane. I don't know why you can't have those two things exist in life.
Right. Hey, if people love Tom McFarlane, I'm happy. I'm sorry.
I mean, people do like Spawn. I mean, we get Greg Capullo from Spawn. You know?
Sure.
He's great.
I'm sorry, you're right. I shouldn't judge people who like McFarlane for whatever reason. They like
It's cool that he like fucking blew off Boston Comic Con. I think that sucks. Because a lot of people wanted to get shit signed or whatever.
Yeah. Sure, they had to give
collected
people
a lot of money.
Like, yeah, like they had to do a whole thing where like if you bought a Saturday ticket just to see Todd McFarlane and it didn't go because he wasn't there, you could use your Saturday ticket for Sunday, and it was a whole thing. So
yeah, like what are these people doing that they can't get there? You know, if it was like Stephen Amell was like,
I don't want to hope he couldn't
be there. That would be one thing.
I don't want to hope that Todd McFarlane had some sort of family emergency or something. I don't want to hope that. But I kind of hope that
it can't be that. It's probably just some.
I mean,
like,
I don't
want to
hope
reason.
That like his mother was gravely ill or something, right? I mean, you don't want to hope that. But I also don't want him to just blow it off.
I don't want him to blow it off either.
Right.
So, me neither.
I think that's shitty.
Me neither. But anyways, hey, you know what's fun though? Let me tell you what's fun. People showing up and really happy to see Peter Cullen and Frank Welker, the voice of Optimus Prime and Megatron. Wow.
Yeah, those guys,
I mean, like,
always kill it. Fucking
and they have like a whole bit. They had a whole routine. People were lining up to see, like, to ask them questions about Scooby-Doo and all this stuff. I mean, like, wow.
That was fun.
It was pretty cool to see. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very innocent fun. That's what I like about that. very innocent fun, and good for them. Those guys are just like, I mean, like, they're not young. I'll just say that, too. But they have been at it for a long time, and good for them.
They had a lot of stories.
They had a lot of good stories.
What else did we do?
Oh, we did that.
I would have forgot about that if you didn't.
You would have forgot about it. I only went to two panels, Mark Silvestri and that thing.
I'm not like a huge Transformers guy, so I kind of don't care, but those guys were fun to watch.
Well, they've done a billion things, too, so.
Yeah.
Good for them. So, yeah. But that's what I mean. It was just fun to go to a comic book convention again and just kind of be like, yeah, all right, let's just wander around. And I don't have to worry about selling my stuff. And yeah.
It's so much smaller than PAX. It's, like, so much smaller. They only use, like, one section of the building when PAX uses the whole thing. It's wild to me. I mean, it makes sense scale-wise, but, like, I don't know why they don't just go back to the Seaport across the street. It's probably different.
Nah, I didn't really like that venue either. But, I mean, it's not that much different, I guess. But, I mean, I want them to use the Hines. I don't know why. I liked it there. I thought
it
was
you know
fun.
What? Fuck it.
I had good memories.
They could totally just do it at the Hines.
Yeah. I loved it there. We had our great parties there. I don't know, maybe that's why I liked it. Because we had our great after party.
No, that was the prime time for Boston Comic Con when it was in the Hines.
Yeah.
I even went with my mom one year to the Hines.
And it was also in April. It wasn't even, you know what I mean? I don't know why. It just seemed like a cool, it was
Joe Kubert.
Yeah,
April is a good time for a convention.
Sorry, what'd you say, Josh?
I said for cosplay, I think April is better, too.
Like, yeah, that's probably true, right?
You're not dressing
your balls off. Yeah, in August. I don't know. Whatever, I don't want to judge. Hey, I had a good time. Everybody had a good time. People complain, of course. People complain about having to scan in every time they go in and out with their little thing, and I get that. It's a bit of a pain.
We kind of had, like, multi-pass, though. We could just do that day right past people. They do have like some weird configurations of like the escalator and like lots of people telling you where to go and stuff. Like there was a couple times. Remember, like we were like going down and then like got like trapped in this little.
Oh, I don't know.
You always get like trapped in like.
I know we went out. We got yelled at because they scanned us in and they never scanned us out for whatever reason. And I don't know what the hell happened, but who cares? I know that they don't want to have to be you. So like, they don't want you giving your pass to somebody else, I guess. Right.
Right. I'm like, right. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I assume because that's the thing. And I've definitely done that or tried to do that or had people, whatever. But like, yeah, it's just like, I get it. They don't want people getting in for free, obviously. So they don't want you scanning out.
Well, they want the data, too. They just want to know, like, what time. Oh, like, look, everybody left at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Why? You know what I mean? Like, they wanted to have, like, all the data for them to crunch later.
Sure.
They're a huge fucking company, that Fan Expo company. Like, wow.
Well,
I wish it was ReadPop, though. I wish it was more like PAX or New York Comic Con. If it's going to be a big
company. Well, I mean, PAX is a whole different.
We got the wrong one.
I mean, it's fine. PAX is like a whole different thing. Because they literally have that like twice a year, right? I mean, it's not.
No, they've got it. I think they've got it like four times a year now. They've got East, West, South, and like.
Okay, right. No, you're right. But it's still only in that. If you live in this area, you have to travel if you don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, it's rarer. There is literally a Comic-Con all over the fucking place now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, PAX is a little different.
That's true.
But I don't know. I don't, whatever. I know it sounds like we're like, Comic-Con. I was actually happy to go, and I would, if I'm a.
You just really, really hate Todd McFarlane. Wow.
All right, let's move on. I kind of don't like. I'm sorry. I'm gonna. All right, I'm gonna just say I don't really like Tom McFarlane. Sorry. I mean, I love
like his
work.
Like his art or his...
I loved his artwork on Amazing Spider-Man and Incredible Hulk. I never did not like his own stuff. Sorry. What did you say, Josh?
The man I like. The artwork I was never a huge fan of.
Really? I'm kind of the opposite. I hate the man. I think he's an asshole.
I have no opinion on the man, but...
I only like the Image founder that was on our podcast, Rob Liefeld. The coolest one.
Even if very happy
guy. I mean, if Tom McFarlane wanted to come on here, I'd be a fan of him that day. I'm not going to get all mad at him on the days on our podcast. But
maybe we should try to get Mark Silvestri on the podcast.
I would love... Mm-hmm. He was really cool. And he was like, you know what? I love the movies. I don't care how you came into comics, but I'm glad that you're here. You know what I mean? Some people get
a really good actor.
I don't want you on making stuff if you don't really like stuff. But he's like, I don't care how you got here. I love Robert Downey Jr. You know what I mean? Like, he's so happy.
Yeah, well, he kind of looks like Robert Downey Jr.
He kind of does, yeah. And he was talking about how he does things. And he's like, I don't care how you, like, how he draws. He's like, I don't care how you do it. I'm old, so I do it an old guy way. You know, like, I don't know. He was funny. I thought he was a really cool guy. I really wish I had time to hang out and go say hi to him at his table. But I really didn't. I had stuff to do that day. But he was there, and he was signing, and he was just around. And, yeah.
Cool guy.
Cool guy. So support the cool guy.
And Matt Hawkins is cool too. The guy who was on the panel with him. The other top cow guy, Matt on Twitter.
Top cow Matt.
I did an interview with that guy once. He's a cool dude. They're both like look like they want to be Robert Downey Jr.
I mean, don't we all want to be Robert Downey Jr.?
I want to be like I want to be a sexy older guy like that.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of,
I won't be. So
I am speaking. No, we. let's talk. We got to move on. There's all kinds of crap. I want to talk about all this. So everybody's really excited about this Rise of Skywalker trailer, right? Yeah, or not even trailer. It's not even a trailer.
It's not really a trailer.
It's a little bit of footage, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. With a bunch of old shit. But I was happy to see
a lot of old shit and about 30, not even 30 seconds. How many, whatever, we'll call it 30 seconds-ish, of new Rey with a red lightsaber.
It was big.
I think maybe just watched it once and I totally it was forgettable. Like, I don't really know anything about it besides Rey having that, like, crazy double-sided lightsaber and Darth Maul was in it. Like, I don't know anything. I don't really care.
I've watched it 52 times and
52 times. That's very DC specific of you. That's like they're always like, go. It's out on 52nd Street. Somebody just sold 52 pies.
What? So what do you think, Josh?
I've got theories.
Uh-huh. Ooh,
and I'm sure it's all the theories that you're reading about. I haven't seen anything that I tend to think like that's absurd. Like I feel like the main theories I've seen about her, like a dark Rey, like a maybe being a clone, and maybe regular Rey is also a clone, and that's why we saw in the first movie with the when she was in the cave and she saw like all the reflections of herself, and she's like a clone.
There's like one,
and
there's like one reflection that's kind of bam. Right? I mean, there's one kind of evil reflection.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't care. I don't want to say anything either. But I mean, I doubt this is supposedly the end of this trilogy, right? I mean, they're not going to make more
Rey. It's the
end
of the whole Skywalker. It's the end of everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's
so
not
they're not
going to
end
Wars
it on a shitty note, obviously, no. Right? I mean, this is the end of Star Wars for a little while. Except
she's,
for...
She's not doing anymore, so like...
Excuse me. God. Right, and obviously, I mean, obviously, most of them aren't doing anymore, except for unless they appear on The Mandalorian or whatever, or, you know what I mean, on some Disney Plus series, we're not going to see. So they're not going to end on a downer, is what I'm saying. It's not going to be like, oh, Rey's bad.
Right.
Right?
Because no, it's going to end on like...
going to end on happy, a nice like, turn of the Jedi.
Jedi style. That's right, exactly what I was...
So, I mean, everyone's like, oh, dark Rey. I mean, it's not like she's going to end dark. Because I
but
was
it could be a vision, you know? Like,
right, it could be like...
Yeah, that's the other
Luke,
thing.
It could Luke be like in the Dagobah cave.
Exactly.
Kind of thing.
I hope it's not that, though. But yeah.
I hope it's not that, too.
That would be kind of super dumb, but either way, it's going to be dumb.
I don't want to say either way it's going to be dumb.
No,
I
mean, not the movie itself, but like whatever
well,
whatever
what
reason.
Like.
Yeah, I know it sounded like that. I just meant
it sounded like
that,
Durson.
That that just like whatever. Like there's got to be a logical reason that she's all dark like that. I don't know.
It's probably 20 seconds of the movie and whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, people
it is
really,
the thing people have been freaking out about this week.
Though, we'll get to, yeah, people are freaking out about it. It's kind of weird.
And, I'm just you know. In JJ we trust. I'm just whatever, dude. Just give me the shit.
I
like
know.
How they just like are like, let's do this time, and then like when the first for there was The Last Jedi kind of like behind the scenes. / trailer, and then for Force Awakens they had like that movie where it was like a script read or whatever with the cast all assembled. Like they've done a different like little marketing thing and never repeated themselves like for all of these movies.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Did you see there's a meme that I saw, it said all of your answers, like all of the questions are going to be answered, says the guy who wrote Lost.
I did see that.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no way you're going to. But I mean, because there's so many people with so many theories and so many, like, I mean, just relax, right? I mean, like, I don't know. It's they've been making Star Wars movies since longer than most of these people have been alive.
Even Mr. Sunday Movies. Wasn't that like insightful, you know? It's like he's like, yeah, it could be this, it could be that.
No, but just relax. And you know what? I mean, it's the same thing as with all the there were so many endgame theories, and there were so many, you know, oh, Thanos and blah blah blah. Thanos was not even Thanos got the Thanos who did the snapping got killed 20 minutes into the movie. Just relax. Just relax. None of this stuff.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
Right. I mean, it's time travel, so it doesn't matter. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know why I keep going back to that, because I keep seeing theories on that, I guess, too. People are still coming up with theories of a movie that's been over and done with for months.
Yeah, but you got to think, too, also, like, Endgame, like, there was never even an opportunity to make a movie like Endgame, which is... Kevin Feige's like built his whole story up to what Endgame was, but also like the only other thing we have in culture that's like that long lasting is Star Wars. So it better be damn good.
No, I know that. Well, I want to talk. I'm going to ask about that. Cause like, yeah, this is the end of this thing. Like these supposedly Rian Johnson had this whole other trilogy going, and I don't even, that's not going to happen probably, right?
No,
that's
that not is
gonna
not
happen
happening.
Now.
No,
right.
No.
So
they're not doing any other Star Wars stuff. And it's not announced besides Mandalorian.
Besides the Mandalorians. And well, they announced
Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan. Right.
Oh, right. But besides, but they haven't announced any movies.
Theatrical releases. This is going to be
a big fucking deal.
Yeah. And it kind of makes me, it makes me sad in a way that I'm not more like sad. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like I should
think
be more
that
like, oh,
everybody, including myself, our senses are so numbed down by a disappointment that was The Last Jedi that it's just like, well, then okay, well, would you just wrap it all up then, please?
I know, but I want to be excited You know what I mean? Like, but I.
Well,
I,
Lando's going to be in it. That's pretty cool.
I know, but I mean, am I that? I mean, he's not even. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, Lando's fine, but like. I don't know. I want to be excited. I want them to finish it off on a really high note. And I think it'll be good. But I mean, like, yeah, like, well, I just, is it kind of like when Revenge of the Sith, maybe it's like when Revenge of the Sith came out and I was kind of like, well, let's just try not to, let's just end this now. And yeah, like you said,
you're like, this is awesome.
It was fine. You know what I mean? But I mean, I don't know. I hope they do a good job and people, but I mean, yeah, I don't want to be one of those guys that just rails against it because it, you know, but because I want it to end on a high note and I think it'll be okay, but I'm also kind of like, what if it doesn't? And then I'm going to have to read all this shit about it for months anyway. You know what I mean? All this clickbait and stuff, but
I hope they make Jar Jar was behind the whole thing.
Maybe that
I ever
will
tell
be.
You guys that I met Rian Johnson's brother before The Last Jedi came out?
No.
What? So, why are you just telling us this now?
Yeah.
What the
this
hell?
Is a funny. This is a funny story. It's like it's very quick. That's why I never mentioned it. But like, so I was on did like a little tour, and we went to. I think we were in Canada. I was with the Dropkick Murphys in Canada, and we're up there and. This one of my favorite bands in the entire world is The Hives. Josh, you like The Hives, right?
Yeah, they're awesome.
So we're hanging out backstage, and I'm like hanging out, like, and The Hives are there. I'm like, this is fucking cool. Like, there's all the guys. They all had matching suits, like, in their little trailer, and like matching everything they wore, even like when they were hanging out casually, was matching and like had their name on it. It was badass. So. Their tour manager is Rian Johnson's brother. And they were shooting Last Jedi and at the time and he was like, oh, that's probably wearing like a Boba Fett shirt or something. He's like, oh, Star Wars fan, huh? I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, my brother is directing the new one. He's like, whoa, dude, I can't tell you anything, but you're going to be so psyched. You're going to be so psyched.
Oh, poor Rian Johnson's brother. That's cool, though. Hey, good man. Hey, I mean, that's a dream for anybody to direct a fucking Star Wars movie. So
yeah, and then, I mean, you know, at the time, obviously, I was, like, super excited. Like,
yeah,
that's fucking cool, man. Like, oh, no shit, you know? Like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty weird. I mean, I'd be, like, excited if I ran into someone who was like a, you know, the caterer or something, you know, I mean, like, oh, your brother's the caterer on Star Wars? Well, that'd be great.
My third cousin is the best boy grip.
What? The best boy grip?
Best grip? Awesome.
All right. So speaking of Disney Plus, like my segue there, we got all kinds of shit coming of that. Like not only Mandalorians and Obi-Wan, we got Moon Knight and She-Hulk and fucking Ms. Marvel and all this other horse shit. That what is they are going nuts on this thing. Wow.
Isn't Kevin Smith doing something? What's he
doing? Yeah, he's doing He-Man on Netflix.
So nothing with Marvel. No,
I thought it was a Marvel thing.
No. No, but yeah, I mean, like, damn, man, like, this is...
Disney I'm Plus excited is... about the Disney Plus pricing model to include Hulu and all that stuff, and it's only $13 a month. It's like, all
right. Right, because then you don't have to have Hulu in whatever. Yes. So you can eliminate whatever you're spending on Hulu now, basically, I guess, for most people.
Yeah, and adding a little bit more to get all that.
To get all that stuff. All that content.
Shit.
She-Hulk is an interesting, I don't know, that's
funny because I bought the Marvel Comics number 1000 and I was compelled to buy the She-Hulk cover of it.
Nah.
We were all talking about it in the store. We're like, yeah, that's the cover to get. That's the best one.
Do you think they made a She-Hulk cover because of this or do you think they
No, there
had
was
it?
Like a ton of variants, you know.
Right.
a bunch of them.
But and now people are talking about Moon Knight again for a little bit. I wonder, are they going to go all like he's a dark, crazy person, Moon Knight, or is it going to be kind of like, hey, shut up? sorry. Or is it going to like?
I don't know. They could do that Warren Ellis.
Story. I hope they could do right.
They could make him like Batman, kind of. I don't know.
And I hope they do it kind of like jazz not. It up. I hope they jazz it up, yeah. But
or they could do it kind of like the Daredevil, like gritty, but also like, yeah, like I don't know, dream sequences like they did with Black Panther when Black Panther went to the up into the sky with his
ancestors. The purple flower thing, or whatever.
Yeah, like they could like have him like get all Egyptian and like you know.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, it does seem like, I don't know, it's, you know, because they have Loki, which is sort of like, he's not really a good guy, but he's kind of, I don't know, he's an interesting character. We got Wanda, and I don't know what's going on with that. It's not going to be all like Disney, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be a regular, they're going to be regular shows. I mean, I think, I hope.
It took me literally till like the other day to realize that WandaVision has Vision in the title too. I just thought it was like Cable Town. I thought it was like WandaVision, like it's a TV show or something.
Well, it's WandaVision. Apparently, it's gonna be treating Vision like he's just alive. I don't know how they're gonna when it takes place in the because he is. Not alive in the Marvel Cinematic Universe anymore, right? I mean, he was,
He's a robot.
For some reason, it takes place in like the 50s or 60s, I think, somehow.
Really?
Yeah, so I think that I think it's going to be like a whole like she uses her powers and like I don't know, like bends
time travels back in time. It's going
to have to do with like bending reality and stuff in the multiverse because I think that I think Doctor Strange comes out before that does.
Oh, the multiverse.
She is very powerful. I always forget about that.
Yeah. And she was created by the Mind Stone. So she has like Infinity Stone like powers like that go along with that. So I don't know what they're going to do, but there you go. That's happening. Obviously Winter Soldier and Falcon, I don't want to discount them. That's happening. That should be fun.
Sound fucking so good. Not
Captain America.
No, he's not. Yeah, that's weird. He's Falcon. So what's the deal? Why did he? Does he have the shield?
I bet it's going to be buddy cop, and they're going to decide who gets the shield by the end of it.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think
Bucky's going to be like, "No, you have it. You should be it."
Where Bucky was Falcon like, "No, there was never any way I was going to be Captain America." That's what he said. But I don't know. Who knows? But it should be fun. I mean, they had good chemistry in the movies. I like Anthony Mackie quite a bit.
Me too.
I'm a stan for Sebastian Stan.
All right.
Not really. I just wanted to say that. Just wanted to sound hip.
Yeah, that's hip. They are announcing stuff. Like, they are not, like, wasting time and are holding back.
What stuff is animated and what's, like,
only What If is animated. Only What If is animated.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the voices are going to be, like, the regular voices.
That's too bad that, like, isn't that Agent Carter? Is it supposed to be Agent Carter What If? That's going to be animated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Why, could you, like,
just because I want to see
Hayley Atwell?
Yeah, she's
She does the voice.
I know, but
she's in that new Bruce Springsteen movie.
I will not be seeing that movie.
Why?
It looks dumb. I don't want to see that movie about the Beatles songs either.
But I hate Bruce Springsteen.
Well, it's not really about Bruce Springsteen. Let me just clarify. It's about this kid. I know.
It's about it's got his music, and I don't like his music.
You probably won't like the movie, Josh.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm not as
fun.
I like Bruce Springsteen, but I'm not like a huge fan, so I don't think I would
be. Well, it's got Agent Carter, and she's pretty nice.
I only like the song "Blinded by the Light," but I only like it as sung by Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann. They needed to sing it to get it to number one. Bruce Springsteen never even had a number one. The only Manfred Mann version is the only number one hit he ever had. So weird. Anyways, but except all right, then don't see it. What do I care? Okay, I want to talk comics for a quick second because now nobody cares that people die in comics, right?
Right.
Obviously.
Well, I don't care what's going on in Batman. I fucking hate it. I'm so disappointed with a lot of these DC books, too, with the Year of the Villain thing, because I'm reviewing Aquaman and Wonder Woman for Stefan, and they have this crammed-in Year of the Villain bullshit, and it's like literally like Bendis went over there and now is like doing kind of like, you know, what was that story where Cap got shot and then there was a whole aftermath of that and then Cap came back?
It was the who will wear the shield or whatever, or who will.
Yeah.
Just that there was that big crossover. And now it's like they're doing that in DC, which is kind of like, I don't go over there for that. You know, I want to get away from company. I want to get away from the Atlantis attacks. They have this thing called Year of the Villain, which is totally Atlantis attacking Gotham. And it's pissing me off.
Was it like zombies or something? Or some kind of weird, like they get like infected with this thing? Or I don't know. I haven't really read it.
It's so dumb. Lex Luthor like holograms himself like the Emperor to all these villains like Cheetah and Black Manta and Black Mask and fucking Bane.
A lot of these other black people.
and then he's like, I'm gonna make your dreams come true, like, but now he gives everybody like an extra superpower that like is, and then those people going and killing people, and like it's just an annoying thing that's happening. And I don't know what's going on with City of Bane. I don't believe any of it. I think it's all a dream. I don't know if Alfred's dead or not, but it's annoying. Well,
yeah, spoiler warning. On the pages of Batman, we don't know what's a dream, I guess, and what isn't.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. On the pages of Batman,
on the pages,
it appears as if.
It appears. So they're doing kind of a Dark Knight Rises thing, right? It's pretty much right out of Dark Knight Rises. Like, almost.
It is a little bit, yeah, because
it is
has
so similar.
Catwoman is like, they're
Catwoman
in a,
is like
a cafe in Paris.
Bruce. Yeah, they're in Paris, but like she's nursing him back to health, and she's like, and he's like, I gotta go back to Gotham. So what's happening in Gotham is it's all cut off, or sort of, and like old Thomas Wayne and Bane have said, like, we don't want any of you Bat family people in here and whatever. And Damian is like, fuck you guys, and he goes in and he gets beat up and captured. Completely ineffective, like he is nothing. Like he just gets beat up by Thomas Wayne. Who? How the fuck old is Thomas Wayne supposed to be? Okay, like that's what I want to know.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
I would say, here's how I would say it: Bruce Willis in Red or G.I. Joe. That's how old he is.
I mean, he's got to be in his 60s.
Start some shit.
Right. I mean, hey, no, he was pretty good in Red. So, okay, whatever. So they capture Damian and they make him watch. And
Bane, he was like,
breaks.
You're my grandson and all this shit. Right.
So he said, but they say, like, we have Alfred, and if any of you guys come into Gotham, we're going to kill Alfred. And so they do. They break Alfred's neck right in front of Damian. And that is, yeah. So Alfred appears to die.
Yeah, but he's not dead in Detective Comics. He's not dead. There was no fucking, you know, line wide like Alfred is dead like mourning thing. You know?
Right.
Clark isn't showing up.
Right. So that's the thing. I guess. I mean, I guess that's you could say, well, he's...
And they're barreling toward issue 100, and this is why they kicked Tom King off this book, is so he can go finish the story in Batman Catwoman. They're bringing somebody else on for 100. You're going to tell me Alfred's going to be dead for issue number 100 of Batman? I do not.
100. I mean, come on. It's number like they... It's like number 1,000. It's like number 1,100 or something. 100.
Yeah. Well, DC still has the... Detective Comics still has the...
I know. But I mean, what issue... I mean, they did... They're at least 900 something, right? I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
Or whatever, 800. It doesn't matter. The point... Okay, so here... Yeah, this is the thing. You were talking about... You brought up the Captain America Killed thing a few years ago. It was like 10 years ago now, I suppose. And it made the... It made like... The USA Today.
Yeah, right.
And I know that everybody dies in comics, but I mean, like, if you're going to kill Alfred, and I know it's not, he's probably not really dead, but like...
Scott Snyder took his hand off.
What does he mean? He cut Alfred's hand off?
He, like, cut Alfred's hand off, and then it grew back when Tom King had him.
Just grew back?
I don't know. You know what I mean? They fix it. I forget how.
I mean, whatever. It's comics, and you can't overanalyze this stuff, but I mean, like... If you're going to kill somebody like Alfred, you know what I mean? Like, not like, oh, you kill Superman and then, like, through some weird magic stuff, you bring him back because he's an alien and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, Alfred's pretty street level. I kind of feel like if you're going to kill him, you should – when you kill him, you should kill him and it should mean something. Or just don't even bother because he's not like a – he's an important character, obviously.
Yeah, but what is even real in this? He's been around
for 80 years.
Fucking Batman book, like, are they really in Paris? Like, is Thomas Wayne really there? Like,
well, that's the thing. I mean, there's no indication that it's not real, but then again, Thomas Wayne has been dead for 70 years, so
there's that other thing where, like, there's that, like, the Riddler and fucking Two-Face or whoever, like, cops, is that like an alternate dimension or something?
No, that's happening. No, it's Scarecrow and what's his name? Who's the other one? Sorry, what were you going to say, Josh?
No, yeah, I'm like, that was the most confusing comic I've ever read.
Yeah, like, what the hell's going on? I just don't even understand it at all.
This is the city of Bane, and in Bane's, I mean, it's just like it was in the movie, where it's like Scarecrow is like the judge and whatever. That's what I got out of it.
Okay, in the city I'm with of you.
Bane.
All right,
dude, please explain it to me because I'm with you. I'm with
this
you
is what 100%. I'm getting. I'm not Please saying I like it.
Yeah.
This is what I
gleaned. I guess that sort of makes sense because I couldn't make heads or tails of it. I'm just all confused.
It seems like that's what's going on because the cops are now the bad guys because this is the city of Bane. Bane or Mr. Wayne. So I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not saying it's good, but in fact, I hate Thomas Wayne. I think that's a dumb idea. They never should have done that. I don't care if it's the button or whatever the hell it was. This is dumb.
Flashpoint. It's been for like a while. Yeah.
I liked it in Flashpoint, but there was no need to ever bring him out of Flashpoint.
Yeah, they could have just left him there.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of like... They do it all the time in comics. It's like, why Old Man Logan should stay in the Old Man Logan universe. He shouldn't be over here. Same thing with, I don't know, any of these things. I can't even think of any other ones, but just if you do this alternate reality storyline for the fun of it, just leave it over there. Leave it in the alternate reality.
Except for Blink. I liked Blink.
Oh, Blink is pretty cool. I like Blink. She was Age of Apocalypse, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's reasons that have nothing to do with story quality or, you know,
yeah.
And how was this just got me thinking, how was Days of Future Past such an awesome movie? And then like most, like 90% of the other X-Men movies besides like X-Men 2 are like terrible.
I don't know, because it made well and it had like a story that was told, you know, like that you could follow the stakes. You could understand
that why movie was so good.
It made sense.
So unlike Batman 77, you can make sense of what was going on. I like it.
I mean, I made sense of Batman 77, I think.
Thank you.
I don't think if we Thanks just for turn around. Trying. All right. Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, if we just turn around one day and Bruce Wayne wakes up, and this was all just like, oh, it was all a dream,
Super Mario like, 2 dream.
Then it's even stupider,
that.
Right?
I hate that. There's nothing more that I hate than a Super Mario 2 dream.
I always think of Newhart. You remember Newhart?
Yeah.
And I woke up and it was all a dream from his original show, which is actually kind of funny, but I mean, like,
that was good. Yeah. Like,
I hate the it was all a dream thing because it's. And they do it in comics. Anything they do in comics where it was like.
Unless you're Biggie Smalls.
Anything in comics where it wasn't. I don't mean like it was just a dream, but I mean like where like, oh, I was manipulating you all along or whatever. You know, anything where you've been reading something for months and months and it was not.
Like when really Cap happening. Was in Hydra or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't even read any of that because it sounded stupid. I didn't so either. It just sounded like stupid. One. Or it's like the clone saga, the Spider-Man clone saga thing. Oh, yeah. Peter Parker was Ben Reilly all along or whatever. I don't even know how they resolve that.
That's kind of its own special little charm to the clone saga. It's like kind of like a almost like a No, it's kind of like a Tim and Eric kind of like it's so bad that it's good. Kind of thing, like it's like makes you feel uncomfortable to even think about it. You know,
it's so bad, it's bad. What were you gonna say, Josh? Did you have a?
No, I always like those storylines usually, but they never get executed the right way. It's like I like
and they
how
never they resolve.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is great. Like I actually like the Captain America Hydra thing. Like it started out great, but it was only like two issues in where they were like, just kidding. And I'm like, why wouldn't you just drag this out a little longer and have it like a better story? I think it was because they got scared because so many people were angry.
Yeah, people were really upset about that. And I mean, that's the thing. I guess it's hard to do because people get really invested instead of just thinking, oh, this is just a story and let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, man.
Like, wow. They're not
the Cosmic Cube still a little girl?
Yeah.
What? The Cosmic Cube was a little girl?
Yeah, is she still a little girl?
I don't know. I don't even remember that.
That was kind of like around that same time.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, okay, on the one hand, I understand, like, you can't do the same story over and over and over again. Like, oh, Cap
right. fights it's comics that guys. Needs to have
that. Right. You gotta, like, change things up. You gotta, like... You know, I get it. Batman can't just fight the Riddler and the Joker every month. You need to do something different. I don't even care. Like, go ahead and kill Alfred. He's old. It's, you know.
He's old.
And if you want to make an impact, you can, somebody, a villain, should kill him. But it should be a big deal. And, like, Batman should be, like, you know, it should be a big impact. I don't think... Alfred is dead because, like you said, he's not dead in any of the other comics. I would think they would have like a press release.
We didn't see any USA Today or like BuzzFeed right. headlines.
Exactly.
It would be awesome because I think that would be something that would make Batman snap.
Yeah, right? I mean, if he's like, then he would kill whoever did it, right? And, or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't
With
just
guns.
Be this thing. Well, guns, yeah. So but if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Like you said, Josh, they never do it right.
Or if it's like something, is he dead in that White Knight book?
I feel like he is. But that's like a totally other.
Yeah, but that's just like, that's a whole other like multiverse. But that book is cool. There was a new one of those. They're getting into Azrael now.
Yeah.
Sean Murphy's the best artist.
Yeah, the artist.
Batman.
Yes. Yeah, so speaking of Spider-Man and clone sagas, I do want to say they wrapped up that Life Stories series.
Oh yeah, I picked it up. I didn't read it yet though.
This one was
current day, right?
Yeah.
So he's the Thomas Wayne old.
He's old. Yeah, he's Thomas Wayne old. They did like a Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock kind of thing. They had Miles Morales in it. It was a good idea to do this like Spider-Man actually ages and he actually, like, but it was really just the same stories all along. Like, they did the clones, they did, like a Civil War, a superhero Civil War thing. They did, like, a whatever. All the things that had ever happened to Spider-Man happened in the span of these six issues. And it was kind of just like, oh, all right. Like, all right. I don't know. It's fine, but I was a little disappointed. Because I guess here's what I think about it. The stuff that I thought was a big deal to Spider-Man, I wasn't in there. And all the stuff that I was like, well, all right, that was just a Spider-Man story. Like, they highlighted.
Like, that was kind of Stacy and...
Yeah, they had Gwen Stacy, and he was whatever.
I read like three of those, and I don't remember anything about them.
And they did this.
Norman was like chilling.
Yeah, Norman Osborn was there, and he's kind of crazy. There was like a thing. Do you guys remember? I don't know. This was even before we did a podcast. There was this storyline they did across all the Spider-Man issues called The Other, and it was this vampire guy came hunting for Spider-Man. And he was called Morlun or whatever. And he was the thing where it's like, I hunt all the Spider-Men throughout history. And whatever. No, so he like, and he like, it was not that good. And he like killed Peter Parker. And then, of course, he respawned or something. No pun intended. And he like came back.
My favorite comic is Spawn. Picture of Spider-Man.
And he just came back and, like, you know, and then beat him up. And it was, like, I don't know, but it was supposed to be this thing. It was called The Other. So, anyway, but it was, like, this weird thing where, like, he killed them. And then, like, he somehow, like, he was in this cocoon or something. And he, like, hatched. And it was, I'm probably not telling this all that well, but it wasn't very good. And, you know, so they had that storyline, like, in there. Like, and it's just, like, I know. Like, those are the things that I didn't, like, that Spider-Man did, and you're highlighting all those things. You're gonna retell some cool stories from Spider-Man's history. I don't know, like, do the cool ones. But whatever. What do I
what
know?
What about all this Sony Spider-Man news?
Oh, right. So Disney and Sony could not come to terms, apparently, on the money. That's what I read, anyway, on who gets to keep how much of the money from these Spider-Man movies. So they're not going to be doing no more Spider-Man movies together.
Or was it just that they were like, Sony was just like, yeah, well, we let you do that. Now, fucking fuck you. We want to make Venom Part 6.
Well, no, they want to make another Spider-Man movie, but they're not going to make him part of the Avengers, and he's not going to be, you know what I mean? Like, he's just... That's how it is, right? And they get to make Venom.
It's not the end of Tom Holland as Spider-Man?
No, Tom Holland will still be Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's what I read.
Yeah, that's what I read.
I don't know. I don't really understand it. Like, I didn't.
It's just money. It's just, like, apparently there was a figure that Disney was making as part of these Spider-Man movies. Because there were Sony movies. Right. You know, Sony was releasing these movies. But Disney was getting a little piece. And I guess Disney wanted a bit more of a piece. And they said, well, because without us, your movies wouldn't be shit. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Sony's like, no, there are movies. We're not going to give you anything. And
I'm surprised Disney wouldn't just take it as a loss leader. And it's like, whatever. Like, just let us use them in our movies. They make billions of dollars.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't care that, like, oh yeah, they're better movies. They just care about the money. It wasn't even a loss. I doubt they were losing money because they weren't making the movies. They weren't doing anything. They were just taking, right? I mean,
yeah.
Except for, I guess, Kevin Feige maybe making some, you know, some suggestions or whatever, being like, this is what we want to do because this is our universe. But I don't think Disney was putting any money into making them.
I think they were.
Really? Okay.
Because they own the Marvel Studios banner.
Yeah.
Either way, I mean, it's I mean, it's stupid, but this is how Hollywood works. I mean, it was a miracle that ever happened. Let's face it.
And I think that like Disney is pretty much like they're going to be stubborn about it because they're just like, yeah, I mean, Spider-Man is like, even though he's the flagship guy, like we can take like Guardians of the Galaxy and make them a gajillion dollar franchise. So
right,
you can take anybody and do anything with it and make it and awesome.
They have the X-Men and fucking everything else. So
yeah, they didn't need to play them ball. Losing
Spider-Man.
It's disappointing.
Still sucks, though.
Yeah, it's disappointing for us. I don't think Disney's going to shed any tears.
Well, it's disappointing us if Sony's going to make another fucking Venom movie and a Carnage movie and then, like, not fucking juice up Tom Holland. He's like the perfect Spider-Man.
You seem very offended by the Venom movie.
I liked it. I saw it on my birthday.
Really?
But, oh yeah, because it was like, well, came out on my birthday. So
did you see it, like, Josh?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. I don't care. Let them make 100 Venom movies. What do I care?
It was okay. It was all right.
They make them. There's a billion movies being made all over the world that I don't care about.
It was Venom is just another one. It was better than the bad X-Men movies. You know, like it was better than Apocalypse and fucking Dark Phoenix. You know what I mean?
That's good. I'm sure it was.
Tom Hardy was cool, but it was like
if I love Tom Hardy.
I don't. If Venom is not fighting Spider-Man, like, what's the fucking point?
No, there is no point. But, like I said, like, What do I care? There's a million movies out there being made I don't care about, and this is just another one. Just because it's based on a comic character doesn't mean I have to go see it, I guess, is the thing.
Well, just watched the Joker trailer.
Yeah. And I love the Joker. And I'll see the movie. I'm a little nervous. Josh, do you have an opinion on the Joker?
I think it looks good, but yeah, I'm a little nervous too.
Here's my thing, as Clay and I were talking about before we started recording here. Does he do anything commit any crimes in this movie?
I know, he just seems kind of like a sad,
just a sad clown. He's just going to therapy all the time.
Yeah.
Right, like, does he do anything in this movie, like,
besides to become the
Joker, literally, other than say, hey, can you call me the Joker when you introduce me? Like, there's that scene, right, where he's talking to De Niro. It's right at the end. He says, oh, can you introduce me as Joker? And he's like, okay, whatever, kid. I hope he comes out there and goes, gets a machine gun and blows all those people away. Otherwise, it's not really worth it, right? I mean,
like,
yeah, we don't want him to kill in the sense that like comedians want to go out there and kill.
Right?
And
have I killed.
Yeah.
No, I literally want him to kill people. I want him to kill tons of people in this movie, or it's not worth it. There's no point to
poison the water supply, for Christ's sakes.
I mean, Smilex. Does he get scarred in the movie? I hope there's more to it. I guess that's my I'm sure there is. I mean, it's just a trailer, but I mean, I said to Clay, I hope that's literally like everything in the trailer. I hope it's literally like maybe the first 20 minutes of the movie, and then because I want to see him get scarred. I want to see him blow people up, burn people,
very shoot stylized, people, stab it's very polyester people. Suit like Barney Miller.
That's not a thing. I don't want to get I don't want to get too technical and nerdy here, but I mean, I like the Joker in a really deep purple, you know, like a purple. He looks kind of like
Ledger's Joker, like when he's like in the prison cell and he's just, you know,
well, yeah, you take off his like jacket
that's fucking, that is a nice looking Joker right there.
Well, I love when
details on his shirt and everything, the vest.
Oh, really? Well, I love the line in that movie when he says he wears a cheap suit and he comes in and he's like, and the suit wasn't cheap. You ought to know you bought it. You know, I love that line because it's like a custom, it's like a custom purple suit. I mean, I want to see him in that. I love purple. This is kind of, I mean, some Joker, I have action figures on my shelf or he's kind of wearing this sort of reddish purplish kind of thing. It's just more, I don't know what color that is, but I like a purple, like a real purple Joker, but whatever, who cares.
You know, it's weird. You know what it kind of reminds me of, the color? It's like the 80s Incredible Hulk cartoon pants.
Yeah, he never wore purple pants.
No, they were always like a maroon.
Kind of maroon. Yeah, that's You mean the Lou Ferrigno, kind of Joker, right? I mean, Hulk. You mean the
cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon, of course. Yeah. But yeah, they were maroon. They weren't really. Yep. That was a good cartoon, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know. But
it's like very like Man of Steel, like put an Instagram filter over this whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
They're shooting it in like red 4K, but then they like put the Nashville filter on it. The Scorsese filter.
The Nashville filter.
I mean, it looks cool. It does look cool, but it's like.
It's cool, yeah. I mean, it does look, I mean, I guess it's fine to be dirty, but I just wanted to wear purple. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the time frame. Like, what is it supposed to be like? Late 70s, early 80s? That's what it feels like.
We don't know. We were talking about that too. We don't know
when. Is it now? But, like, now? That thing where they make it look like now. Like, in Gotham, the TV show is like now, but everything, like, looks like it's from Batman 89.
Yeah, it's like the 80s, except for they've got, like, cell phones.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, is it like that? I don't know. I don't mind that. That's fine. I just don't know when it is.
Well, I guess we'll find out soon enough. It comes out in October. Whatever.
People are either going to love it or hate it. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, I picture it being going through my iTunes when it comes out and like have it be like 53% on Tomato Meter. You know what I mean?
I know. We'll have to see.
Don't know.
It could be good. I mean, there are good people making it. There are good people in it.
Phillips.
Yeah. No, he's great.
Great actors. I mean, yeah. It does look cool.
It could be cool. Or, wow, like, who knows? But, I mean, like, I guess this is I want to see the Joker, like, up to some mayhem, you know? Like, and we haven't really seen that yet in any of the trailers, which I guess is fine, but, like, actually do anything? Like,
besides, like, mood, or just mood, hashtag mood all around.
It's weird that they're making these movies now of, like, these villains, and they're not going to even include, like, their superhero counterparts in them. Like,
that's
Venom.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's my Venom problem.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, how do you do that? You know, it's like
What's the fucking point? What's the point?
Yeah.
I guess that's little Bruce Wayne. There's like a little kid that's Bruce Wayne in it. But it's like,
like in Gotham? 12-year-old
Bruce Waynes we need to see. Yeah, like
wait, is that true? Yeah. There's like a little kid Bruce Wayne in the Joker movie?
Not the this trailer, but the other trailer, the one that came out before, he's like talking to somebody through the fence. They say that that's supposed to be like young Bruce Wayne.
Oh, that's right, because his dad's in it. I do remember hearing that Thomas Wayne's going to be in it. I forgot about that.
Thomas Wayne! There's his favorite.
He's back.
He's back.
He's all over the place. I don't know. I mean, I guess. I don't know why it's different. To me, I guess the Joker is like.
Why do we fall, Bruce?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there aren't too many. I guess if you were going to. Maybe I'm biased, but if you were going to do a villain movie, then the Joker is the one, I guess, that I could see happening. But.
Not Venom?
I don't know. Well, maybe Venom, but I don't know. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Maybe it's great. How should I know? But.
It's okay.
I mean, even Suicide Squad had that man in it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
And that wasn't very good either, but I mean, at least.
Yeah, had a Joker in it, too. Let's not forget.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. It's true. Now they're doing a Birds of Prey movie. Did I read?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and there's a Suicide Squad, too.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now that's, you know. James Gunn, so
yeah,
and I heard that was supposed to be a reboot as well. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they can't let's just forget that that first movie ever happened, right? I mean, please.
Actually, as DC movies go, I actually didn't mind that one so much.
There we go.
I guess as DC movies go, as DC movies go, that's not saying much, but sure, it was definitely watchable.
Joel Kinnaman, who is in that, playing Captain Flag, and he's also in Hannah, which I'm watching on Prime right now. It's a good show.
Oh, I want to see that. That looked like does it that, is so good. Is that there's a movie Hannah, right? That's either based off of. Is it part of the movie or is it like a, interesting?
It's the same thing. Like one of the writers from the movie was the one that developed this whole TV show for Prime. So it's pretty righteous. It's good stuff. Ooh.
Pretty righteous. Well, hey, I don't know.
And Marilyn Eno, I forget how you say her name, but the other star of The Killing is also in Hannah. So it's like Joel Kinnaman and her. Mariel Enos, I think. She's also in it. So it's like The Killing reunited.
What about her sisters? Are they Hannah and her sisters? Are they in it?
Oh, they're not there. Daryl Hannah isn't there either.
Oh, okay.
Before you ask.
Stupid joke. Oh, stupid. I'm not even a dad and I make dad jokes. I don't know how I do this, but all right. What else? We got anything else? We talked a little comics. We talked a lot of TV shows and movies and Comic-Con and anything else?
I did say it briefly. Kevin Smith, He-Man.
Oh, right.
I'm very psyched about this.
How about that? Cool. And that's for Netflix or what is it?
Yeah, Netflix. It's supposedly it's just going to be like a short, like what's the word? Not like they're not going to like do like a bunch of seasons. It's only like a short, limited season
episode or something. That's cool. I'm into that. And if it's good, they'll just bring it back for another season. So
yeah, and they were like they're going to tie up with some like loose ends from the old cartoon. I'm like. Cartoon had loose ends. Now I feel like I have to go back and watch them all again.
You do. You have to binge them all before that comes out.
Yeah, I didn't like the planet was going to blow up or something at the end of the cartoon, and they just kind of left it dangling. I don't know. That's what someone told me. I had long stopped watching it, I think. But wow. Yeah,
I got to go back and watch all those. I love He-Man.
There you go. It's kind of funny. Because that's what Netflix kind of says. Like, you were talking about, like, oh, well, 8 episodes, and if it's good, let's do some more. Like, they have a very sort of fluid, like, they're not, except for, like, I guess House of Cards or something like that, which was, you know, very popular, obviously. Then I think they only ended that because Kevin Spacey got into some hot water. But, like, for the most part, they're okay. Because when people were like, oh, those Marvel shows are all... They were like, eh, we were pretty much done with them anyway. Like, I don't think they were going to make any more Daredevil.
Kind of like...
You know, like...
They were pushing it with the Defenders and Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They were pushing it. They knew they were pushing it. They were like...
Oh, no, but I mean, they weren't going to make more Defenders. I don't
know. They weren't.
Like, they were never... That was never on the table. And the same thing with Jessica Jones. Like, all of them. They were like, no. 3 is about all we really want to do of any show. Except for, like, a couple. Like, they did more than that for House of Cards and a couple other things. But, like, for the most part. 6. Yeah. But for the most part, I think that's, like, they don't want to do anymore. So, it's kind of interesting. Good for them, in a way. Because you don't want to burn it out. But, like, and I guess they have data, because that's all Netflix is about, is having data on how many, like, they're all about getting new subscribers.
Yeah,
so, and like, then, like, they're not going to get new Miller subscribers. Stuff
is going to be on there, so they're, like, Marvel's going away, but we've just bought this guy's whole universe, and every reason that Marvel Universe comics are so cool is partially because of this guy, so here's a blank check. Do your fucking thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they're not going to do, like, you know, multiple seasons. I mean, I think they do, like, 3 is about, like, and then, because then, like, they're not getting new subscribers on season 3 of Daredevil. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's, their thing is all about getting new subscribers. So, like, they do it when until it creatively they're like, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. Like, so yeah, it's kind of in a way it's kind of cool. I mean, if that's true, or they're just kind of like sour grapes because Marvel's probably not going to work with them anymore anyway. But like, you know what I mean? Or Disney, I guess. But I mean, like, that was a whole different thing anyway. It's not, it's a whole different, doing the shows, the Netflix shows is a whole different thing than doing like, they, Marvel still has a lot of weird legal hangups as far as that. Like, you know, they still can't do a Hulk movie, or they still can't, you know what I mean? Like, it's all still tied up. So, you know, it's kind of interesting and good for them, really, for being like, three seasons is all we want to do of Jessica Jones and Daredevil. And then just, that's it. We're done. So
meanwhile, DC is like, hey, let's make another, just let's start this DC Universe thing. And Titans, like, okay, well, I guess we could do another season of Titans. People seem to like it. So let's
see, try. The trailer for the newest trailer?
I did. I think Thomas Wayne's in it.
Yes, he is.
Well, that Thomas Wayne is all over the place.
He's really getting around.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting. Yeah, like,
it's a whole new world we live in now.
It is. It really is. That's for sure. Just think about it. When, on the one hand, when we were kids, we were dying for any kind of comic book related shows. And now there's like so many of them. And then you're like, whoa, wow, that Daredevil is really good. And then they're like, well, we're not going to do any more Daredevil. Well, you're like, well, that's okay. In a way, you know what I mean? In a way, that's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah. Sure, I would watch it if there was another season of Daredevil, but I don't want to see them overextend it and kind of, you know, creatively.
That's why my boy Stephen Amell is cutting his Arrow last season in half and just getting out of there. Glad I got that picture with him while he was still Arrow. I paid way too much money for that. But I said, big fan, and I shook his hand. That was it. Those photo ops are so crazy, just so quick.
I know.
It's like, stand here, bye. Stand here, bye. It's like a fucking factory in there.
It is so weird, and I'm always like, I want to do those, but it's like, it's so expensive, and at the same time, you're just like, what? It's just like, you're right. They just like throw you in, and then you're out, and you're like,
it was wild because I'd never really done that before, and I don't know how many times I'll do it again. It'll have to be like maybe for Henry Cavill, I would do it, but like
really. Come on, Henry Cavill. Superman. Get the fuck out of here.
What do you mean? He's Superman.
For two shitty movies, he was Superman. Three shitty movies. I'm sorry if you count. You like I know you really like Justice League and his fucking mustache.
If it was the same price for Stephen Amell, if I could get Arrow in a picture with Arrow and a picture of Superman, I would do it. But there's not that many other people. I wouldn't do that for Zach Levy or Levi or whatever it is. I wouldn't.
Who the
do
hell
just
is that?
Anybody.
Is he Shazam?
Why would you? Movie too.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't.
Wait a minute. Well, I'm going to say
I would
this.
Maybe do it for Joel Kinnaman just because I'm a big fan of his. And he was RoboCop too.
Fake RoboCop. Like the right? He wasn't the original.
But I'm a fan of him as an actor. Like I would do it.
No, okay, no, here's my question. Now, so, I mean, Arrow was on for many seasons, and he, you know, Stephen Amell was, like, and that was, like, a big deal, because no one had really done Arrow, and he was really street level, and
it's basically,
you know what I mean?
Batman. Like,
sure, exactly. As opposed to this guy who played Superman for a couple of shitty movies, and you like,
yeah, but he's also Henry Cavill. Thing. He was in Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was in that awesome Mission Impossible movie. Like,
you know, I know, totally. But, I mean, he's not going to be doing a Comic-Con appearance as the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
He was at Comic-Con last year. I could have done it last year at the Boston Comic-Con.
But would you have paid what you paid? I won't. I know what you paid for Stephen Amell, but I mean, would you pay the same amount of money for shitty Superman with his shitty mustache?
I already said I would. It has nothing to do with the mustache. I would like him as an actor.
It's not even his fault. I'm not even blaming him for the mustache. I think good for him for being like, no, man, I'm keeping my mustache.
No, that was the money studio thing. The studio wouldn't let him
do
it.
Well, good. I'm glad like nobody bent over on that for a shitty Justice League movie that nobody cared about.
Yeah, but that same year, that Mission Impossible. Did you see that Mission Impossible movie?
No, I didn't. But oh, I bet it was way better than Justice League. Tell you that.
Dude, it's so awesome.
I know. I heard good things. If I liked Tom Cruise, I would have seen it. I hate Tom Cruise. I'm sorry. I hate him.
Stacey feels the same way. She fucking.
I hate him, but I like most of his movies. It's weird.
Me too.
I know, I wish I hated his movies, but I mean, I still can't bring myself. If it was on TV, I'll watch it, but I'm not gonna. I don't want to give him money. That's the thing. So, but I don't know. I forget where I was going with that, but I don't know. I guess the thing is, it's a lot of money. I'm surprised. It's something. There's a difference, I guess. I feel like Stephen Amell put the time in. How many seasons of Arrow? You know, 5 seasons or whatever.
But it's 8. It's not like Henry Cavill hadn't had a whole other career that's just not him being Superman.
Sure. No. If he does Comic-Con, but he's not going to do a Comic-Con appearance on the man, as the Man from U.N.C.L.E. or the bad guy in Mission Impossible. I mean, no, he's going to go like as Superman.
Yeah, but so do all those, you know, any other actors. They're there representing all their roles. You know what I mean? Like, oh.
No, but Stephen Amell doesn't do Boston Comic-Con for all of his roles. He does it as Arrow.
Well, because that's his only thing that he's done, really.
Yeah, but
okay, also maybe somebody's like a huge Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan and wanted to get a picture with Casey Jones.
But why was Boy Meets World at friggin' Boston Comic
Con? I don't even know what Boy Meets World is, by the way.
You don't even know what it is? Oh, no. Come on. It was that lame 90s show. I mean, the Goonies were there too. Like, you know?
Those guys are money vacuums that Fan Expo Boston.
I know, they really are. They don't miss an opportunity.
I had to pay $10 extra to be able to download that photo.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
See, that's, I mean, wow.
But I mean, but hey, but that's the thing. Fine with it.
Well, that's what I mean, because like you had a fandom like based on however many seasons of Arrow that this guy did. You don't see one movie. I mean, I would hope. Okay. Henry Cavill did 3 Superman movies. But he kind of only barely did Justice League. Let's face it. He did Justice League with a fake mustache, like most of it, you know, like a
he was dead most of the movie.
Generated mustache, you know, like zoned out mustache. I don't know. I mean, but now they're like, oh, now we're just going to do other movies with another guy as Superman because, you know, that's how
I think they're scrapping everything like Star Wars is too. They're just like, we're going to do a Batman movie. Here's this weird Joker movie. I don't know. We're just doing our own thing. Forget all that other stuff happened.
Well, I think, yeah, they're doing it because they tried it the Marvel way and it failed. They're not doing it because, like, it's not a creative choice.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, right. If they could have gotten away with it, they would have. They would have totally done it the Marvel way. But they can't. So they're just like, oh, look at this. We're just going to do it this way. It's like, yeah, but because you fucked it up doing it the other way. I don't know. I mean, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, don't even compare. I don't think you should compare and be like, oh, well, if Henry Cavill, I would pay $100 to meet him at a Comic-Con. I mean, I don't know.
But it's,
I
would.
I'm very.
But there's not that many other people I would do that for. Really not. It's a very short list.
I'm that's good. That's a very short list for me too. I don't even think I would do it, but that's because I don't have the money or a job. But
it was definitely an extravagance for me to do this signing thing. And I kind of
appreciate the
experience of doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna see what this is all about. People do this all the time.
I appreciate it, and I'm glad you did it. And if I had like a certain amount of discretionary fund, I would, you know, there are certain people I would do that for. But it's just funny that I don't know. It's funny that DC is in that sort of in that position now where they're like, oh, well, now we're screwed. And, oh, well, we're just going to – they should have made – they had an opportunity. They should have had Stephen Amell be their movie Arrow, and they should have done that all in the – you know what I mean? I don't know. Whatever.
They should have done, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to – Yeah,
yeah, but even Marvel didn't really do it right either, because they never really brought Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in, which I guess is fine, but and they never brought the Netflix guys, even though it was the same universe, they never really brought him in, and I don't know.
Well, and if you look at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you look at any Netflix show, like, they look so different. It's like, how is this in the same world?
And in a way, it's good, right? I mean, but...
Yeah, it's good that, like, they didn't try it and fuck it up. Like,
right, I guess that's the thing. Yeah. Right? Maybe it's better, but I mean, they kind of. I don't know. Why do I care? What does it matter?
What does it all right? mean?
What does it matter? It's just funny to me that, like, I guess we should just be happy we have all this stuff in the first place.
That's true.
Yeah,
we have the opportunity to spend money to meet television. Comic book heroes.
You know? Stephen Amell is going to play like a wrestler or something in his new show. I might go watch it. I'll check it out. I don't know. I won't be as excited as Green Arrow, but.
He's going to play a bad guy wrestler.
Is he?
That's cool. Yeah, I think that's what I read. It should be good.
He does like wrestling.
Yeah, you don't like his wrestling. He wrestled.
Give a shit about wrestling.
I know, but he actually did it. Like,
he did.
Good job. He's very athletic. So good for him.
But I guess his wife won't let him do it anymore. Even though it's going to be in the show, but his wife won't let him do it, like, for real, like, in the ring anymore.
I mean, that's probably okay, because he could get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I think he did.
I don't want to see him get hurt. I want to give him more money.
I'm sure you'll have the opportunity to give him plenty of money.
Good. That's all I care about. Giving him money.
All right. I think we got anything else that we want to cover here officially on the podcast. I think we're good. Thanks so much, Josh. It's great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah. It's great to talk.
Well, you know. You don't get to chat that
get to much, talk He-Man.
Right? That's right.
Yeah. I never get to talk He-Man.
Well, hopefully if it becomes a show on Netflix, we'll talk some He-Man. So anyway, thank you very much. Keep listening. We're definitely going to post our panel that we did at Boston Fan Expo very soon. So keep your ears.
Sometime in September, which is in like a couple days, but sometime in September you will hear it.
Yes, very soon. And thanks.
So you get this first.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for you.
And that's all we got. But thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Josh. And we'll talk to everybody soon. That's all I got. All
right. Cool.
See you guys later.
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 Lady. Lady. You got it. You got it. This was a discount store. Now it's turned into a cornfield. You got it. You got it. Don't leave me stranded here. I can't get used to this lifestyle.
I'm just going to sit over here and count my toy money and buy Mark McGuire's baseball, which nobody gives a shit about anymore.